Bill Gates is rattled. The Epstein files, even though heavily redacted, have put him firmly in the frame for life in prison on child rape charges. Let's face it, Melinda Gates didn't leave him for no reason. Now, Gates admits he's tracking people who call him a paedophile on social media. During an appearance on the Rest Is Politics podcast, Gates was asked how he feels about becoming a target of so-called conspiracy theorists. His response tells you everything. The truth is getting too close, the elite are losing control, and silencing dissent through all means possible is all they have left.
How do you feel when you become part of this whole kind of conspiracy theory stuff going on? Does that bother you? Does it get to you at all?
So I have people who track it, and we often think, which of these things should you respond to? You know, if they get broad enough, then you want to respond. If they're just in the truly crazy niche, then probably you don't want to amplify it.
Bill Gates' globalist colleagues at the UN have declared war on so-called conspiracy theories, describing their rise as worrying and dangerous. While stating that conspiracy theories about George Soros, the Rothschilds, and the State of Israel must be scrubbed from the internet, and the perpetrators behind the conspiracies must be silenced. We all know what that looks like. This attack on free speech is disturbing enough, but now they're laying the groundwork to take it even further and introduce hate speech legislation, just as they did in Australia after the Bondi Beach false flag terror attack. How convenient.
אני דורש מממשלות המערב לעשות את מה שנדרש כדי להילחם באנטישמיות ולתת את הביטחון הדרוש, את ההבטחה הדרושה לקהילות היהודיות בעולם. וכדאי שיקשיבו לעזרות שלנו. אני דורש מהם פעולה עכשיו.
Don't think you're safe from the globalist agenda. Retired Delta Force operator Mike Glover says the FBI is not cooperating in the Charlie Kirk assassination investigation and shut down all investigations into all foreign countries within 48 hours. Which tells you all you need to know about who was behind it and their motive.
I don't even know if I should say it.
I think you should absolutely say it.
I think the entire thing stinks. And I could say this. The day after, I talked to a high-level CIA official. Very high. And he told me, I don't even know if I should say this.
I think you should absolutely say it.
He told me that the FBI is not cooperating with him. And he is trying to corroborate potential foreign influence and was getting blocked out of every opportunity to confirm or deny that. And it was written off as no foreign influence less than 48 hours in. And this guy has access to the President of the United States. And so for that to be said from the guy and asking me if I had anybody that I knew on the inside to be able to get information because he wasn't allowed to access it. I'm like, why are you calling me? Tells me everything that I need to know.
Look at the pattern. Leaders gather in Davos, and then suddenly every country moves in lockstep. COVID policies, vaccine mandates, digital ID, CBDCs, green energy. Same ideas, same timing, same direction. Supposedly by coincidence. This is the new globalist obsession, mass censorship. And it isn't coming, it's already here. The media has always been in their pockets. Now, algorithms are controlled. VIP paedophiles are protected. And figures like Bill Gates are rattled, yet still walking free. Gates has already lost his marriage due to his friendship with the convicted paedophile Jeffrey Epstein. But he's about to lose a whole lot more, according to investigators, who revealed the globalist billionaire is sweating bullets as child rape charges loom. We have the details after this important word from our sponsor. Today's sponsor is pillsforever.com. If you think Big Pharma have your best interests at heart, think again. The price of medicine in America has skyrocketed, and there are certain medicines Big Pharma don't want you to know about. That's why I've partnered with pillsforever.com. All of their FDA-approved medicines are the cheapest you'll find anywhere. More importantly, you can order medicines that Big Pharma don't want you to have, such as ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and fenbendazole. Speaking of fenbendazole, not only does it get rid of parasites that live inside your body, there have been studies that show fenbendazole can help with cancer. Listen to this bombshell interview with Mel Gibson, who says three of his friends who had terminal cancer were cured by the very same ivermectin and fenbendazole available at pillsforever.com.
I have three friends. All three of them had stage 4 cancer. All three of them don't have cancer right now at all. And they had some serious stuff going on.
And what did they take?
Jesus. They took some, what you've heard they've taken.
Ivermectin.
Fenbendazole.
Fenbendazole, yeah.
That's
yeah, I'm hearing that a lot.
They drank hydrochloride something or other.
Get 15% off using coupon code People's Voice at the checkout. Please click the link below this video to take advantage of this fantastic offer. What is America's highest ranking law enforcement officer doing instead of putting these traitors back in their place? Instead of releasing unredacted Epstein files and exposing the elite pedophiles, including Bill Gates, she's lighting candles on a menorah as a Christian. Just another humiliation ritual concocted by her masters.
First time the National Menorah was lit, President Carter was lit. You don't have to be of the Jewish faith, just have to have faith in Jews.
Let's be clear. This is not harmless cultural exchange. It's humiliation. Because the respect does not go both ways.
It's really big and it's inappropriate for this place, okay? That's a Jewish place, you need to respect it. Can you please put it inside?
Okay, this is very harsh.
I'm respecting your religion.
No, you're not respecting
me. Can you please stop taking pictures?
You're not respecting.
Thank you.
You're hindering me from my human right to... No, this is not provocation. I'm an abbot. My dress. This is how I'm dressed.
I didn't tell you to do something with your dress code. I told you to do something with your cross.
The cross is part of my dress code. I'm a Roman Catholic abbot.
Jewish people don't celebrate Christmas. They believe Jesus is burning in hell as we speak, boiling in excrement. So why are members of the global elite, including Bill Gates, submitting to Israel's wishes? Because the blackmail material they hold in Tel Aviv is dark enough to bring down governments. It's dark enough to end the public's faith in democratic institutions. The White House isn't joking when they call the Epstein file redactions a matter of national security. This isn't a secret in elite circles. Everybody who matters knows the truth about Gates. They're just forbidden from saying it out loud. The Berkshire Hathaway annual meeting proved it. One speaker strayed from the approved narrative and was immediately silenced.
Senators, to present a proposal.
I am Peter Flaherty, chairman of the National Legal and Policy Center. If woke culture is the disease, then philanthropy is the virus. The Gates Foundation bankrolls the teaching of critical race theory around the country, including that math is inherently racist. The Gates Foundation offers a gender identity toolbox, which asserts that gender is a result of socially and culturally constructed ideas. This is a lie. Gender is not a cultural construct. It is a genetic and biological fact. You're not going to censor what I say, ma'am. I'm very sorry. And I'll appeal to the chair that I'd be allowed to continue. Sir?
You may continue, but you're under a 3-minute limitation.
Of course. We know how much Bill Gates cares about children. He met and traveled with Jeffrey Epstein many times after Epstein's convicted of sex crimes. The Gates Foundation had a huge influence over the COVID response fiasco. The Gates Foundation may be the largest single donor to the dark money machine known as Arabella Associates.
We don't.
It funds causes like defunding the police,
personal assault,
making American cities unlivable.
Well, somebody
money goes also to groups conducting threats.
When the truth scares power, it gets silenced. When privacy scares power, it gets infiltrated. That's where we are now. Traditional VPNs were supposed to be the shield, but the industry has been infiltrated. If you're using a VPN, cancel your subscription right now. You're under attack. Proton is funded by the World Economic Forum elites pushing the digital ID surveillance cage, long promoted by Klaus Schwab. Even worse, ExpressVPN, CyberGhost, NordVPN and PIA were bought out by Cape Technologies, an Israeli firm tied to Mossad-linked cyber intelligence officials. Are you paying them to protect you? In 2025, real protection exists. VP.net, built from scratch in 2025 to be verifiable and unbreakable. Legacy VPNs say trust us. VP.net says don't trust, verify. Every connection is shielded by mathematically provable cryptography. No logs, no data, nothing for governments to seize. Fast, unhackable, and as low as $5.55 for our viewers. Visit vp.net/TPV now. Your subscription funds the world's first open source audited privacy network, powered by people, not corporations.